ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها. سورة البقرة. We do not abrogate a sign. ما ننسخ من آية. آية, everything is an ayah of Allah. Everything. We will not abrogate, meaning remove. In ayah, it's a general concept. It's not regarding this person or that person. It includes everything in all areas. Don't think God depends on this particular person or thing or book or whatever it is. And it's gone, what's going to happen? مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. We do not abrogate a sign أو ننسها, or make it be forgotten, except that نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا. We will bring a better أو مِثْلَ, or at least something that is like it, no less than. Enemies were looking forward to that, and they were hoping that that happened sooner rather than later. Many attempts to assassinate him all failed. They were hoping he's old, he's gonna die, afterwards it's all gone. Now 30 years later, after the demise of Imam Khomeini, now they're hoping that this leader dies. It's not about this leader or that leader. These stupid kuffar think it's this person or that person. A believer knows and understands it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is greater people. Allah took the Holy Prophet before he was taken. He told the people, if he passes or he is killed, what are you going to do? Go back? Or do you think it's going to end? Every Imam on the day of Ashura, this was perhaps one of the darkest times in the sense of losing all those people in that way in one day. Is that the end of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. There's a next Imam. He will have another Imam. Another person, other people. In the recent time, last example we will mention. In the recent times, I want you to think about that example. Every Imam that was taken, that day of the Shahada of that Imam was a horrific day. But it's not a day that we lose hope, or we think, oh my God, what are we going to do? No, Allah is there. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. There is another person. He has, and he's prepared him. We may not know him. Most people didn't know when Imam al-Askari was martyred. Most people didn't know there is another Imam. They thought it's it, and they were worried. You shouldn't have been worried. If you're strong believers, I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen him, but there is someone. Allah is there. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Going back to the contemporary example, when they assassinated, the Israelis assassinated Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi in Palestine, in Lebanon, excuse me. Again with helicopters, they attacked. He had his whole family in the car. The car is still there in Baalbek. If you go, you visit the Maida shrine, the car is there, the remains of the car. They bombed it with helicopters. Everybody was killed. Himself, his family, I think one of his perhaps children, if I remember correctly, that was not there, survived, but everybody else that was with him, well, people, like, what's going to happen? What's... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Hassan Nasrullah, prepare for him. People didn't know. We didn't know. What's going to happen? Said Hassan Nasrullah, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Same thing. Over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. So good news for the believers and bad news for the kuffar. If you thought this is it, sorry, bad news for you. You are making the circumstances worse for yourself. If you think, Mr. Trump, that this was a victory for you, let me give you bad news. This is the day of your defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. It's not me or anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. And you're working in His plan. For the believers, see Qasim Sulaiman and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and all of these shuhada, these two specifically, they are on life. They are not terrorists. You are terrorists who create these scenes, you kill these individuals, you kill innocent people. They are the ones that liberated Iraq from Daesh. They liberated Syria from Daesh. The Daesh, the ISIS that you create. If you think this was a victory, sorry.